All right. So that was the Bubonic Souls. And I have that courtesy of Tim Dietrich. Shout out to Tim over there at Mount Holyoke College. He, too, and all the members, in fact, of the Bubonic Souls, Hampshire alums. And I think definitive proof that you can hear some nice stuff here on The Obligatory Show. And I'm your host, John Bruner, and I'll be concentrating on things specific to Hampshire community. And while I do hope that I can keep it light, and I know there's a lot of good music that will assist me in that endeavor, I also want to recognize that there are a lot of things we can talk about related to the Hampshire community. I would like personally to have the opportunity to share observations, dispel myths and rumors, and dispatch promptly to the truth. There are a lot of things we can talk about. The world today has a lot that requires our attention and our focus. And to that end, I hope to be open to conversations ranging from, you know, we had recently a lot of problems with not only the perception of the Hampshire community, a lot of misconceptions, and also I think a lot of, and I'll be direct, I don't care to beat around the bush, I'm talking about, for example, the flag kerfuffle. Somebody else's word, but I'll go with that one. There's a lot of reason to think that one of the problems is that we don't perceive other people, particularly ones that we have a perception that we disagree with, as people with nuance, or that there are... Well, the problem, bluntly, I think, is that a lot of people paint with a very broad brush, and you can attribute a lot of the issues going on in our society to the trend in looking at someone, some other, as being all of one or none of the other. They're either good or they're bad. They're not a subtle blend of both. They are not nuanced, as I said. So I think that there's good call to pursue dialogue in these matters and others, and particularly, as I say, those that are directly involving the Hampshire community, which actually is pretty broad. That covers a lot. Because we have a lot of activists and people with interest in global concerns, from environmentalism to politics, human rights, many topics that take us far afield in the world today. And I think this is an appropriate forum for that. Now, I should also mention that the invite is always out there to DJs to come, and I've put this out as both my shows here, my two shows, The Obligatory Show, and Now Hear This, a show of all, a game show, I'm going to call it a game show, of all new stuff, things that you have guaranteed never heard, and if we don't get a winner of our daily or weekly prize, we'll move more and more towards something commercial that you could, if we really don't get anybody who can guess the name or album of the artist, then we will actually get into the realm of something that you could look up. You could Soundhound or Shazam it or whatever. And we'll make sure we still give away the prizes, even though I feel quite confident that I can expose you to things you have never heard before. And to that end, I will keep it Hampshire right now, in fact. And one of the things that, again, it's hard to overstate is the quality of work that is produced from right here on this campus, or people who have gone to, taught at, worked at, been involved with the Hampshire community. So we have a grab bag of goodies to divulge in. I think, in fact, I'll take one from, here's a track from Hampshire Celebrates. listening to The Obligatory Show, the Hampshire College-centric radio half hour where you get to join in the conversation about Hampshire College, about the Hampshire community, and or listen to some great music, poetry, comedy, discussions originating or in some way closely affiliated with Hampshire College. This is Yurt Radio, Y-U-R-T, Hampshire College.
Life is risk, and too often we forget that. None of us are getting out of this alive. And as a 17-year-old, I applied to Hampshire College, the riskiest thing I thought possible. I was supposed to go to the University of Michigan for free. Instead, I went back east to a college that had just been started, that had no history whatsoever, and changed my life. I do not recognize the person who took the risk to go to Hampshire and the person who went through all the series of risks that Hampshire asks you to take in pursuit of your own self-knowledge. And I owe all of that to Hampshire College, to how it was configured, to who it hired as faculty member, to the other people who applied, and to myself for having the courage at times to go against the grain, to challenge myself when a lot of what society was saying, a lot of what maybe even common sense said, was to take a path of least resistance. And choosing that path, the Hampshire path, has made all the difference in my life.
A reasonable spokesperson, familiar voice, I'm sure, to many of you, our very own Ken Burns. And I want to reiterate that my show is always open not only to drop-ins, but to phone calls. And to that end, I should make certain that I do not fail to neglect our phone number. Feel free to ring that phone at 413, that's the area code, 413. And the number is 559-6766. If you're in the region, the lovely Pioneer Valley, you can just dial 559-6766. And if you're further afield, add that area code 413. If you're on campus, you can even shorten it to just four digits, 6766. Feel free to light up that phone. Give me a call. We'll talk. We can talk politics. We can talk Hampshire, or we can just dispel myths or maybe reinforce them, such as I was just discussing yesterday with a few Hampshire students who were on a quest, and our quest was successful. And in the course of that conversation, we discussed John Falsey, Hampshire alum and creator of Northern Exposure. And I hope you've seen Northern Exposure. If you haven't, you're in for a treat. And one of the characters on Northern Exposure is at least one of the characters, I should say, because I would not deny there's credible plausibility that more than one was influenced by a Hampshire community member. But I can tell you with some level of certainty that the character Ruth on Northern Exposure, the how should we describe her? the interesting woman who runs the store and much more, but that elderly lady was definitively influenced by our very own Ruth, who ran the film, should I say, department in media services. Film has always been treated with particular, well, it's always been cherished and valued in a particular way. And we had a dedicated person once upon a time, Ruth, who you can see the likeness of both visually and in personality in the character of Ruth on Northern Exposure. Now, let's have a word from our sponsor, and let me remind you that you can hear this show every Wednesday at noon, and that is The Obligatory Show, the Hampshire-centric show. And in just a minute, we'll be switching over to Now Hear This, a program that I will design as a game show and suggest allows the opportunity for you, the listener, to take advantage of our prize giving and attain for yourself some rare and valuable Yurt Radio swag. And we'll be giving away prizes, and that starts in just a moment. That's Now Hear This, all originals in a game show format. But before we do that, let's have a word from our sponsors.
Stop pressing the button right here.
I feel rather down, gray clouds over my head.
Yurt Radio at Hampshire College.
I'll take a walk instead.
Your own radio. Stop.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Kahn. I do community outreach with public safety, and I want to talk to you a little bit about sexual assault on college campuses. And I'm here tonight with a sergeant from our department.
Hey, how are you? I'm Sergeant Josh Dufresne.
My apologies. I actually was intending to play an ad from public safety, and I think at this time I will hold off on the half-hour conversation about sexual assault, trying to keep it a little more light for now. But it's not that we'll steer clear of those things forever, but just for the first show, I think we'll go with something more along the lines of these.
Stop pressing the button right here.
I feel rather down, gray clouds over my head.
Yurt Radio at Hampshire College.
I'll take a walk instead.
Your own radio.
Hello, this is John Bruner, Programming Director for Yurt Radio, encouraging you to get involved. If you have news or information about the arts, a community event, or anything of interest to our listeners, please let us know. Just email radiosubmissions@hampshire.edu.
Yurt Radio.
You're listening to YURT, Yurt Radio.
You're listening to Yurt Radio at Hampshire College.
Hey, this is Kelly from Waxwing on Yurt Radio, where we bring you live music from the Yurt every Sunday afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30. Tune in at yurt.hampshire.edu, visit our website at tinyurl.com/waxwingradio, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/waxwingatyurtradio.
All right, we're switching gears now to the second half of the hour. Now hear this. Step right up, one and all. This year, 2017, every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., tune in to Now Hear This. One half game show, one half freakishly rare music. Now hear this. Guess the artist and win a prize. Hurry, hurry, hurry to radio.hampshire.edu every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. for Now Hear This. That's me, that's Now. We're kicking right into it. I'm going to announce the phone number here and encourage you to call in. If you can tell me the name of the artist or the album of any of the songs that I'm playing, that's right, we'll have a prize to give away to the first caller to accurately identify either the song or the artist. And we're not talking about the title of the track, because often that is in the song. So, for example, you can tell that the song Roxanne might be titled Roxanne from hearing it sung. So we're not talking about the name of the track, but the artist or the album. And sometimes there might be a cover, but mostly this is original music, because I think the challenge to you is, can you tell who this is? Have you heard it before? It's not likely, and what I'll do is I'll work up to things that you have a better and better chance of having heard somewhere else before. And if we don't have a winner by the end of the show, I will actually play something that you could Shazam. And or maybe you might stand an increasing chance of having had an opportunity of heard the artist or the album. And what we'll do is start with something that bridges both my shows right now. And you call in at 413-559-6766. That number again, 413-559-6766. If you can identify either the artist or the album.
It's a phone call undialed. It's an open door closed. Waiting for the questions and expecting a reaction. It's the how could you and why. It's no letter explaining. It's your thoughts screaming at me. No song lyrics relating. It's too many eyes touching. It's too many eyes not closed. She knows it's wrong. She knows it's wrong. She knows it's wrong. But she does it anyway. She knows it's wrong. She knows it's wrong. She knows it's wrong. But she does it anyway. Forget how long I've been alive. It's hearing myself speak with a voice.
Broadcasting here from Yurt Radio live on this beautiful spring day. And if you recognize the song or the artist, you get to call in and win a prize. And we'll have varying levels of prize if we have an early winner. We have things like Yurt stickers to give away, some fun things like that. We eventually intend to have some Yurt t-shirts as well. And then we have, thanks to generous contributions from the lovely Hampshire community, we even have some things like a Velvet Underground box set, which I think is a really good one. I want to make sure we have some people vying for that when we get to the point of giving that away. But let me in, let me let you in on a fact, and that is who that last artist and the title of the track and the album that it's from. I want you to know that was Kasia Barash, and she was a Hampshire student at the time she recorded that track, titled She Knows It's Wrong, and that is actually from an entire album of Hampshire community produced tunes, I believe all student produced, in fact, and the title of that album is No Covers, which is a great title, don't you think? And I'll be letting you in on the fact that that album will be heard in full before everything is over and done. So keep that in mind. That was a Hampshire original. But we don't necessarily play exclusively Hampshire originals on Now Hear This. So I want to give you a little taste of, well, I won't say where it's from yet. I will be telling you, but here's an oldie but a goodie in my book. And this track comes to you from far afield. Thank you. All right. Still a chance to light up the phone if you were to know, and that moment is passing quickly, for I am about to tell you that you just heard Ticket to Ride by the legendary Hitchhikers of Tulsa, Oklahoma. That is par for the course here, as I have come from those realms myself, and that is how I came upon those tracks. And they won't all be hard to hear like that. That's not the point of the show, and to that end, I will prove it to you by giving you another chance to call in, identify this artist or album, win a prize.
Thank you.
That last track, another opportunity for you to have some experience with artists that you've never heard before, I'm gathering. This one you would have stood a better chance on, as it was the legendary Pink Dots. And the track was The Loudest You Can Do from All the King's Sessions, the album. And speaking of albums, in fact, I think I would like to play some vinyl. Why? Because I can. And to that end, if you know the artist or the album, not the track, but the artist or the album, you call in and let us know and you win a prize. Meantime, see if you can recognize it. Chance you recognized the artist, though it is a commercially available album. What you have there was Pedrito Altieri and his Steel Band. The track is What Can I Do from the album. I don't suppose you can pronounce it, can you? Isu Banda de Acora, or Acaro. And pardon my horrible mangling of another language. Ich kann sprechen kleine Deutsch, and that's about it. But otherwise, you're listening to Now Hear This, the call-in Guess the Artist game show, we'll call it. And if you can ever do that, name the artist or the album, we'll give you a prize. In the meantime, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Stop pressing the button right here.
I feel rather down. Gray clouds over my head.
Yurt Radio in Hampshire Collins.
I'll take a walk instead.
Your own radio.
Frodo!
Oh, silence.
No!
Silence!
Somebody else has taken it too far.
I want you to melt my face off tonight.
Sea Cabbage, Monday nights, 9 to 10. Yurt Radio.
This is Neil Young from Hampshire College Media Services. You are listening to Yurt Radio.
Yurt Radio.
I'm Tina Antolini, Hampshire alum, radio producer, sound lover. And you're listening to Yurt Radio, Y-U-R-T.
Live from the glorious Pioneer Valley, you're listening to Yurt Radio. Stay tuned for more from the Yurt Radio.
Do you have something to say, but no medium to say it? Does it make you feel like you're lost in the woods at night, with no one to hear your voice? Take heart. The woods aren't as silent as you think they are. If you follow that humming sound, you just might find... the yurt! Come on in, pull up a chair, and say what you've got to say. With no content restrictions beyond the Hampshire community norms, the yurt is the perfect place to let loose whatever show you want to make. To inquire about getting your own radio show, email radiocontact@hampshire.edu. That's radiocontact@hampshire.edu. Yurt Radio, your radio.
Step right up, one and all. This year, 2017, every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., tune in to Now Hear This. One half game show, one half freakishly rare music. Now Hear This. Guess the artist and win a prize. Hurry, hurry, hurry to radio.hampshire.edu every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. for Now Hear This, music guaranteed to supersede the horizons of your otherwise limited musical repertoire. In the flesh, alive and breathing, you won't believe your ears. And if you pay close attention, you just might win a prize. Wednesdays at 12:30, Now Hear This.
Come in.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just one moment. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
You can tune in every Wednesday at noon for the obligatory show. I'll be playing Hampshire-made music and audio, covering news, politics, and art, all while featuring Hampshire-produced music. So.
Good morning.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
That's Wednesday at noon, the obligatory show.
I was just getting interested.
Sorry.
Don't forget to tell your friends to check out the Yurt Radio, Hampshire College's own student-run radio station, broadcasting 24/7.
All right. Light up, one and all. This year, 2017, every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., tune in to Now Hear This. One half game show, one half freakishly rare music. Now Hear This. Guess the artist and win a prize. Hurry, hurry, hurry to radio.hampshire.edu every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. for Now Hear This, music guaranteed to supersede the horizons of your otherwise limited musical repertoire. In the flesh, alive and breathing, you won't believe your ears. And if you pay close attention, you just might win a prize. Wednesdays at 12:30, Now Hear This.
Stop pressing the button right here.
I feel rather down. Gray clouds over my head.
Yurt Radio at Hampshire College.
I'll take a walk instead.
Your own radio.
Frodo!
Oh, silence.
No!
Silence!
Somebody else has taken it too far. I want you to melt my face off tonight.
Sea Cabbage, Monday nights, 9 to 10. Yurt Radio.
Everybody.
Yurts. Tune in
to
Hampshire College. Yes, Yurt
Radio.
This is Neil Young from Hampshire College Media Services. You are listening to Yurt Radio.
Hey, this is Kay Fall reminding you to listen to Yurt Radio, yurt.hampshire.edu.
I'm Tina Antolini, Hampshire alum, radio producer, sound lover. And you're listening to Yurt Radio, Y-U-R-T.